Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk Warriors.
Okay.
Okay, because Draymond Green said this on his podcast.
Right after the game in the Kings locker room, I said, I love you, bro. It's like, I love you too. We ain't done. You right. Got it. Noted. Cool. We ain't. You right. So to think that, like, we've done these things, I love it. And we're not done.
We're not done.
With what?
Well, okay.
Like, with what, Draymond?
I wanted to ask how that hits you.
With playing basketball, you're not done. You're not done making tens of millions of dollars to choke opponents? No, you're probably not done with that either. Are you not done getting ejected from games where the team needs you to play?
So triggered.
You're probably not done with that either.
So triggered.
Not triggered at all.
Very triggered.
I've always been...
Be real with
I've
me.
Always been activated by Draymond Green.
Different words, same smell.
Sure.
You're
a
activated.
A little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about what they're done with or not done with. And I wonder what the people think that Draymond's referring to. We're not done winning championships? Okay. I think you are, but you know.
That's fine. I mean, that's an easy bet to make. Almost everybody in the NBA is probably not going to win any championships in the next 3 years.
Three teams will.
Yeah.
Or maybe one team.
Or maybe
two.
One or yeah. two. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's very, very hard. But
right.
To me, the question is bigger than that, because I have heard this now in multiple places when he said that on his podcast, by the way, Draymond Green Show.
Right.
When he said that, there were a lot of people that your response was with what? And I've heard from a few others who have been like, yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
Right.
And I'm fascinated by that, because I think a lot of you have felt at one time or another, hell, we did a summit a year ago where people were already, more than half the room at least, applauded for being done with Draymond Green. And it's not that any of us don't understand why you feel that way, but my argument would be, it feels like you are running on emotion. And that's okay. But think about what you're saying. Last year's different. Punched a teammate. That was bad. Jordan had his own set of difficulties, I would argue. Take a look at the way he plays basketball now. At a certain point, that's not Draymond's fault. But whatever. That's last year's story. It's been talked out for months. But let's go to this year. Draymond ruined the season by getting suspended. Well, it kind of feels like you're arguing against yourself. He's ruined two seasons in a row. We got to get rid of him. Well, his ruining of the season this year, in theory, is his lack of availability. So you're arguing that he ruined the season by not being there. Another way to say it, the season would have been good if he had been there. So how would you argue that he needs to be gone? You're arguing that he's irreplaceable. You're arguing that the Warriors cannot function in a high level without him. And your response to that is, so he should be gone. I don't understand that.
Well, it depends on who you get for him, if he's going to be gone. So it's not like he's gone and you don't replace him. So that, to me, is not an equitable way to look at the calculation, because if you do trade Draymond, you're going to get something back.
But there's no other Draymonds. You know that. We've had this talk.
Right, but can you get a player who could help you in different ways? I would hope so, if you traded Draymond. But the whole idea of we're not done is, to me, is open-ended. And yes, I go to the more of the negative and the cynical and the skeptical when it comes to Draymond Green because of who he's been of late and what he has become. And that's why, for me, if they did trade Draymond and they got something back that's different, I'd be excited for that.
Okay, and that's fine. But if we just put that comment in a vacuum, I don't think it's ridiculous. It all comes down to
that
how
they're not done.
Right, because how do you translate that? In other words, do I think, and I've said it all week, do I think that these three can still have the same responsibility that they've had through the years and win at a high level? Probably not. No. But are they done? Can these two not still play at a high level and be part of a good team if surrounded by a perfect recalibration, a recalibration sensation, if you will?
Yeah.
Like, could the roster be recalibrated? And these two players are still core players? Of course. I mean, here's one thought that I had, and I find this interesting. And it is because, you know, the Warriors and the Lakers and the Kings, they are close franchises. You've all got, at minimum, you've got friends or family members who root for those teams. That's the nature of California and sports, okay? And I used to work down there and all of that stuff on the flagship station for the Lakers. Thank God I got extracted back home. But the point is this. Their star's 39 years old. He's not 36. He's 39. He's still playing at a high level. So Draymond. Look at Draymond's numbers this year. They're over his career averages
in almost
every category.
Sure.
Look, you can't argue that he's not still playing well. He plays well.
He's not playing as well as he was a couple of years ago when they won the title.
I don't know if I agree with that. He was awful in one of those games against Boston, got mentally taken out of the game.
And I would argue that the Lakers 39-year-old is playing better than your 36-year-old.
You could argue that, but I don't think it's all that different. I find it interesting that the 39-year-old, when you look at him, people go, man, look what he's doing at 39. And you still think he's viable. But Steph and Dre and Clay aren't. And the number one response I always hear is, dude, they're in the play-in tournament. So's LeBron.
It's not Steph and Clay and Dre.
And he was last year, too.
It's the Clay and Dre part of it. Steph is still closer to where he was than Clay and Draymond were to where they were.
I don't know if I feel that that's the way a lot of people feel right now.
That's the way I feel.
Okay, that's fair.
And I look at LeBron, and he's still at 39, closer to where he was, and he has Anthony Davis.
Well, there you go.
So
he's got a younger teammate. Why can't you find these guys younger teammates?
You can find the Warriors and Anthony Davis. I don't know how you find a guy to be.
Well, we talked about Karl-Anthony Towns yesterday. That's not terribly different. He's not as good as Anthony Davis, I'd argue.
Right.
But, I mean, he's in the same vein within the league.
Perhaps he's younger.
One of the all-star bigs.
Right. And, you know, you would have to have a lot of things go your way to make that happen, including them flaming out Minnesota and Minnesota be willing to take back whoever you want to give them.
Who knows?
And, you know, there's a lot that would have to go into that happening. But, yeah, if you brought him in and he's making like 48 next year and it goes up to 62 at the end of his time in Minnesota, that's going to be a big ask for Joe Lacob.
I'll tell you this right now, and there's no way around it, so you and I are going to talk about this all summer.
Yeah.
But I, as a fan, I kind of blow off the whole money thing. It's a huge
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Piece of this puzzle. There's no doubting that. However, this is the way I look at it. None of us understand it at a high enough level to really, really speak on it. Plus, we're dealing in generalities. In other words, simply because people at press conferences said, oh, well, we're not spending that this year.
Right, right.
You might not be telling the truth. You said a year ago you were going to cut money and you didn't. So am I supposed to believe now that there's no chance that something gets presented to Joe Lacob that makes him go, ooh, that's exciting. Yes, I will spend for that. Even though they're saying they want to get below the apron and this, that, I don't know what they're going to do. So I'm not going to walk into the offseason with a Sharpie and say, Warriors under the apron, getting out of the tax.
Right.
Maybe, maybe not. What's available? We do have to almost recalibrate ourselves. We're having this conversation in April. We're not used to that.
Right, and that, we don't know what's going to happen in June.
There's a lot.
You're right.
There's a lot of story that still needs to be read.
For other teams,
yes,
too.
But that's
the biggest piece.
That affects the offseason.
Yeah, for sure.
If the Suns beat the T-Wolves, what are we doing?
Right.
That changes things.
If Joe Lacob has the ability to bring in a player that he really wants and be above the second apron, then maybe he does that if he thinks that that gives them the chance to be competitive and still be a team that can go out there and win championships. So right now, on this day, when Draymond podcasts about, you know, what happened after the Sacramento loss and he and Steph talk and they agree that you're not done, right now I laugh because you are done. Now, if you bring in Karl-Anthony Towns and LeBron on a veteran minimum, and now all of a sudden your
team... Now you're not done.
Now you're not done. But right now, when I hear that in your podcast, fresh off an embarrassing loss, I laugh. And it's my prerogative to do so.
Of course it is.
And I look at what Draymond says, and I look at what Draymond has done over the last couple of years, and I laugh because I don't think you're the same player, and I think that you've become a bit of a caricature of yourself.
And that's completely fair, and I guarantee you there's plenty of people listening to us right now nodding their head. Yeah, dibs! Here's one thing
I
think
about that.
And that's totally fine.
And you know, I've never been a huge Draymond fan.
Of course, and that's, like, I got no issue with what you're saying, and you feel how you feel. But I also think this. When you're talking about someone like Steph Curry and Draymond Green, I this goes through my head a lot. When they say things and people go, that's not realistic, think about who you're talking about. Think about their story for a second. Think about who they've been. Think about how they became who they became. You've got a second-round draft pick who can't shoot, and you've got a tiny, wee little man who wouldn't get a look from Duke. And the two of them together became Hall of Fame level players. One of them became like, I think I might be able to count on two hands and get to you in the history of the league. That's who these two became. So I'm never going to laugh at them when they say, hey, we can do something that sounds ridiculous, because their whole lives have been just that.
Right.
They have always achieved the ridiculous.
You mentioned the phrase that I am completely agreeing with, which is who they've been, who they have been. Not who they are, not who they will be, but who they've been. And that's where I will always tip my cap to who they've been. Draymond as a second round overlooked player out of Saginaw in Michigan State, and Steph Curry, as you call him, a wee little man who's become one of the fill-in-the-blank best players in the history of the game, and Klay Thompson as well. That's who they have been. Where I'm talking about who they will be, and Draymond says we're not done, and that to me is, it's kind of funny, because I don't think that who you will be is anywhere close to who you have been.
I get that. I just will remind people that a lot of the same things I hear this week, a lot of them, I heard them in 2021. I heard the
different, though, different time.
But not really.
It's 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's different time, but it's not different statements. It's not different statements. So all I'm getting at, again, we ain't done is so broad.
Right.
It doesn't mean we ain't done being the one and the two and sure. carrying everybody on our back to do it by ourselves.
And I filled they in didn't the blank. Say that. I filled in the blanks with a lot of cynicism, and you know, that's not really how I feel.
That's,
but
and that's not what they
I
said.
I was playing it for effect.
Yeah.
We're not done.
We're not done.
Right.
Who knows? Like,
I got other players I want to choke. You know? I got more punches to throw.
Yeah,
I got more texts to get.
Listen, our effort over the last 2 months, and admittedly very difficult, is to stay in the moment and where the Warriors currently are, as opposed to getting overwhelmed by the luxury tax when the Warriors are chasing a playoff spot or whatever. I will freely sit here all summer and tell you that I know some of the things you're going to say to me. I know that you're probably right. I know this. And I can see all your
Let's
comments.
Cut that, Randy.
I can see all your comments right now. Oh, you won't accept it. They're cooked. Sipping Kool-Aid. I see all of the comments and I get
it. They're coming
in. Of course. They're predictable. I could have written them for you before you all sat down and started pounding away on your laptops. So I can freely admit that you're probably right only if you acknowledge that sports does not live in the world of probably. So it doesn't matter what's probably right. Sports doesn't live there. Success in sports never lives in probably. It always, omnipresent, lives in the probably not. It always does. The Giants were never going to win a World Series. That was never going to happen. The 49ers were a dynasty. Laughable. The Warriors were a dynasty. Laughable. 2022, laughable. So I can sit here today and tell you, I know that you're very, very probably right. Especially now, because they're all 30-something years old. You're very, very probably right. Why would the Warriors walk into the offseason with probably? That's not how people operate. You walk into the same thing you do. Anybody goes on a job interview. There's 18 other people interviewing. Are you going to get the job? Probably not. Go to the interview. Go try to do what you might be able to do and stop saying no before it's even starting, because that is a horrible self-fulfilling prophecy. All I care about right now is that the Warriors don't act like so many of our listeners are. Everybody wants to give up. On April 19th, there's so much that we don't know.
Right.
Can we
right.
just operate in the who knows? Like, try.
Well, and then why even talk about it until June 30th?
Well, because we're right. talking, because they're talking about it.
Exactly. And so part of the discussion is the reality of the opinion that, you know, what Draymond is saying is laughable. And so, yeah. We can look at it and say, you know what, Draymond, you're right. You're not done. I'm going to already get my parade outfit ready for next June. Not this June, but next June, because darn it,
who's doing
you're
that?
Not done.
Who's asking for that?
It's just... Who,
do I have pom-poms right now?
No, but
me.
It's the idea of
look
the reality
me.
Of where they are no. and their situation and an old, an aging core. It doesn't mean that I'm giving up on next year.
Right,
I'm girding myself for the reality of where this team most likely will be.
And you know what
and
I think?
And is there a 1 in 100 chance that they can, like, make a swing and change this roster and be good enough to really go on a run next year? Of course.
But you're hearing them say things they didn't say. That whole word reality. The
no,
reality,
he's saying we're not done.
We're not done.
Okay.
That's incredibly broad.
Yes, you're both under contract.
Yeah, it's not. It's
well
not,
put.
It's not laughable at all.
Like, it depends on how you take it.
Forget the big picture and just go small. Is Steph still a good basketball player?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Is Draymond still a good basketball player?
He's all right.
Okay, I mean, like, so why is it laughable?
Well, they're not done because they're both going to play next year.
Well,
so there you go.
And they could be good because, as I reminded everybody yesterday, somehow, and it's not somehow, I know why. I know the history of the last 12 years and why our expectations are what they are.
Right.
But somehow a lot of Warriors fans came out of 46 and 36 and decided that this team flat stinks and can't beat a Piston. Like, they're not awful.
They're not awful.
They're not
no.
a joke. They're not terrible. They're five games behind teams that you think are going to the finals this year, some of you.
Of those teams, they were unable to beat very many of them.
No
and
doubt.
That's what I look at. And they're 46-36 for me is built on the backs of beating bad teams and not beating good teams.
Of course, and they need to improve. No one's arguing that. Like, I'm calling for a complete recalibration, as have they. Steve Kerr said it to us first.
Yeah.
He said there's no doubt that this offseason will be different. It needs change.
They need more shooting, and they need more length.
I think that that statement Draymond makes is based on that reality. We need change, but we're going to be a part of it. That's the way I read it.
Yeah.
That's all.
I read it as him being, you know, a little bit Pollyannish about their chances to not be done, quote unquote. And yeah, you're not done. You've got three more years. How could you say that we're done? Of course, you're not going to say that you're done. As far as them being a top four team in the West or a top four seed next year, I don't see it. Now,
of course you don't see it. We don't know who's on the roster.
Right. Can they make dramatic moves to be good enough to be top four? I would say that's about a 5% chance, but there's a chance.
I mean, and even if I acknowledged a 5% chance, personalities like Draymond Green and Steph Curry will look at one another and nod and go, we ain't done yet.
Of course.
So, right?
That's the nature of what they do.
Absolutely.
That's why they've been so great doing what they do.
Yeah. I just don't think when you say it that broadly, I don't think it sounds silly at all. Good God, the roster needs to change. I hope nobody heard me say otherwise.
Right.
There's no run it back here. I'm not wearing a dumb run it back t-shirt. No.
There is no run it back shirt.
They weren't good enough.
No.
They weren't good enough. So no one is saying that. I just happen to think that those two, and you notice how many I said two.
Right, not three.
Those two, in my opinion, can absolutely still be key pieces on a really good team. I have no issue with that whatsoever. Like, watch them play. Are they who they were? Maybe not. Are they still really good? Very capable? Completely. There were moments this year. In fact, if you do want to, and you know that I don't, the whole numbers game, if you want to play, Steph played better this year than he did 2 years ago when they did win a ring. And Draymond Green, you go through, you want to do the basketball reference thing? Every number is above his career average. All of them. Not just his three-point percentage, overall percentage.
Not games
assists.
Played.
Yeah, good point. Good point. It's hard to beat your career games played. But
well, it's hard to even sniff it when you're unable to be on the floor because you choke a guy and then you punch another guy.
And no one's excusing that.
Right.
But I do find it interesting when people go, he ruined our season by not being available, so get rid of him. Like, if you need him available, the one way to ensure he won't be available is to send him somewhere else. Then he's really, really not available.
And the other way to assure he's not available is to have him play again and have him do something else, then this time he's gone for 30 games.
That's not an assure thing.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.